So I know that's a lot of research we just went over. So I want to give you some of the takeaways. Lactobacillus reuteri shows effectiveness in clinical trials for reducing H. pylori, but not eliminating it entirely. A clinical trial with GutGuard is standalone therapy. It's like deglycerinated licorice, but with preserved flavonoids from licorice extract, so no blood pressure effect. 48% on stool antigen and 56% on breath test after 60 days. Masticum clinical trial, less effective than triple therapy, but did show some eradication as a standalone, about 33% or so, depending on the dose. So, propolis has multiple in vitro studies with inhibitory effects. However, clinical trial was not effective, but it only did 7 days of treatment, possibly higher dose and/or longer duration. Garlic shows multiple in vitro trials with inhibitory effects against H. pylori. Clinical trials have not found efficacy, but doses have not been trialed that are high dose allicin. Berberine's likely to have an effective adjunct to other antimicrobials for increasing eradication rates, but it's not studied in clinical trials as a standalone, possibly ineffective or even more effective than bismuth in terms of what it does inhibitory and/or additive to triple antibiotic therapy. NAC may be helpful as an antibiofilm agent, some conflicting research. Cranberry shows promise through an anti-adhesion mechanism to increase efficacy of other antimicrobials. Saccharomyces boulardii, multiple lactobacillus strains, and spore-based probiotics are all likely helpful. Black cumin, so Nigella sativa, shows some potential for antimicrobial effects against H. pylori. There are some clinical trials. They're mixed. Sometimes it's combined with honey. Sometimes seeds are used. Sometimes oil is used. So it may be a helpful addition. Broccoli sprouts and/or sulforaphane show potential to reduce colonization. Carvacrol, active in oregano oil, shows in vitro activity against H. pylori, but no clinical trial evidence that we were able to find up until the point of this recording. So let's get into H. pylori treatment. Use the GI treatment general protocol. Because we do see berberine, we do see carvacrol in vitro, at least from oil of oregano. We do see some evidence that a constituent in clove oil that's found in intestibule, which is one of the options that we use in the standard GI treatment protocol, may have some in vitro anti-H. pylori activity. The berberine we see strongly associated with anti-H. pylori activity and or increased eradication rates with use of other antimicrobials as well. And the spore-based probiotics have shown effective as well for reducing some of the side effects and increasing eradication rates. So all of the things in the GI treatment general protocol are effective and can be used. You can add a multi-strain probiotic like Therabiotic Synbiotic by Claire, which contains Lactobacillus reuteri, and that's the most important. It also has some other Lactobacillus and Bifidobacterium strains. So a multi-strain like Therabiotic Synbiotic can be added. MegaGuard by Microbiome Labs has the GutGuard constituent, that licorice extract. One cap twice per day gets that 150 milligrams per day dose, and it also has a couple other things like artichoke extract in it as well. I have not seen research directly on those in H. pylori, but they may improve motility. And so MegaGuard is a good option for H. pylori eradication rates of about 50%-ish. It was 48 to 56% in 60 days, so I would do this for about 2 months at least, and possibly longer. Add mastic gum at 2 caps twice per day to increase the eradication rate potential, since we did see mastic gum at about a third eradication rate. So it is better not to use the enterocoated or emulsified oregano oil products from the GI general treatment protocol. So I would not recommend the ADP or the Protocol for Life Balance oil of oregano. I would recommend Intestable or Intestinol or Designs for Health oil of oregano, one that's not in a enteric coating or emulsified, because you do want primarily stomach activity with H. pylori. You can omit the oregano oil product if H. pylori is your only target and you want to focus on the other supplements. Since you're adding a couple here, you could remove or omit an oregano oil product. However, I would recommend keeping it in if possible. Optional additions, Alamed. So we don't have clinical trials, but the clinical trials that we do have on garlic didn't seem to be high enough dose to have an effect. In vitro, we did have an effect. So you could trial 450 milligram stabilized allicin in the Alamed product at one cap twice per day. Propolis extract, 5-to-1 extract, 300 milligrams by now is a reasonable dose. At three caps twice per day, that might be a higher dose with a higher efficacy rate, but we don't know. So we don't have clinical trial yet, but that could be effective and helpful. Saccharomyces boulardii plus MOS or Saccharomyces DF by Zymogen or the Protocol for Life Balance version, two caps twice per day away from food may increase eradication rates. 100% cranberry juice, 4 to 8 ounces twice per day may decrease adhesion and make the other things more effective. N-acetylcysteine, 1,000 milligrams by Protocol for Life Balance, or double the dose if using NIC by Zymogen at 600 milligrams. So two caps if using the 1,000 milligram tablets twice per day away from food. You can double that if it's the 600 milligrams. Biofilm Phase 2 Advance uses some bismuth and has some NAC, and that's one cap twice per day if using that as a biofilm option. Additionally, Oncoplex by Zymogen or Bracco Protect by Designs for Health contains sulforaphane. One cap once per day could be used. And the research on that showed reduced inflammation and a few additional anti-H. pylori mechanisms, but has not been researched for elimination alone, but may be helpful in conjunction with other things. Mega-IgG 2000 Microbiome Labs or SBI Protect Orthomolecular, two caps twice per day for that binding effect where it can bind to H. pylori. Black seed oil, it would be the Nigella sativa oil, Foods Alive, one teaspoon once per day. Zinc carnosine like Pepsix by Zymogen or zinc carnosine by Integrative Therapeutics, more for stomach comfort than for eradication, but that can be used one cap once per day and has been shown to reduce intestinal permeability. Aloe vera gels, Protocol for Life Balance for stomach comfort, one cap twice per day can also be used. This is looking at the juice, the cranberry juice, and found that there was a statistically positive trend over time, but the encapsulated powder doses were not significantly effective, so the juice is better than capsules for using the anti-adhesion mechanism. So I know that was a lot for H. pylori. There's a lot of clinical data, so I wanted to give you as thorough an understanding of the clinical data as possible to make an informed decision on how to design treatment protocols. To overview, the main treatment protocol is use the general GI treatment protocol, but add a multi-strain probiotic like Therabiotic, Synbiotic, MegaGuard, and Mastica. If you think that's too many products for your patient, you can eliminate the oil of oregano product from the main GI protocol and add these three on. So that's a wrap on the H. pylori treatment. Hope this has been helpful and gives you a lot of ideas for how to treat H. pylori naturally. We do need more natural H. pylori treatments as antibiotic resistance is becoming more commonplace, and triple antibiotic therapy can be rough on the microbiome in the gut and the beneficial bacteria, and complications like rebound yeast overgrowth or C. diff infection can happen as well. So we do really need this kind of therapy to be available. So keep that in mind and utilize these therapies and see how you do with H. pylori eradication rates. Thank you much so much for watching, and have a healthy and happy day.